Favorite Morning Show Topics Podcast, Wednesday edition, today, October 16th. Reading Chelsea with you.
Me first.
All right, Chelsea, favorite topic, go.
Doors.
Doors.
The color of your door and home says a lot about you. For example, red, if your door is red, you're a very bold person. If you have a white door, you're kind of open-minded, which Reed thinks is boring. And if you're a blue door person, you're kind of a dreamer. You kind of like to dream about things. And yellow door, you are spirited. You're kind of maybe a little bit outgoing.
And black or brown was the last one, Chels.
Yes, you're a very sophisticated person, which explains why I always wear black.
That is your favorite color. That's and true. Yet black is
to
the...
To wear.
But isn't black the... Is that the absence? It's the absence of color.
Okay. Why are we talking about
your favorite color? Chelsea's door, someday she wants it.
Really? My mom likes a maroon door, so I don't know.
Your parents have a door knocker on the door, yet they always would get mad at me when I would use it because it's very loud.
And it's kind of like an antique.
Yeah. So you put a door knocker, but you expect your teenage daughter's boyfriend to not use it every time he comes over? That's crazy.
Yeah, you're just...
What color will our door be someday, Chels?
Pick
a color.
No, it has to match the siding. Don't ask me that right now.
Does this red door... What color does red match? What does a red door match?
Gray.
Brown house?
Brown.
Okay. How about a white house?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so it matches more things than I thought. My favorite topic today, it was two things. Can I split it? Two things quick?
I'm not sure.
First one was your squash throwing issue.
No.
Long story short, Chelsea heave-hoed a nasty squash into
the
woods.
And part of it fell into my neighbor's plant.
And we told the awkward story of Chelsea trying to go down there and take it out of the neighbor's plant while she happened to be watching Chelsea.
Blah, 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 blah. We're done.
And that was awkward this
past
weekend.
I don't want to hear any more about that squash.
And then also the poo and run. That was good. We went into psychology.
The worst two things we talked about today
were my favorite. We talked about the psychology behind people who use the stall number two and they don't flush. How and why? And we got into it. And one of the reasons is people are in a rush. People are trying to get back at their work. Or people are so grossed out by the bathroom already, they just feel like, what's the point in even doing that? But you're making matters worse.
Okay.
Talk to you tomorrow for Thursday.